Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
There's a theory that, look, business is business. All money is green. Does it really matter what the history is or how you're making this money? If you're legit, the money is the money, right? It has a story. But what do you care about that? You're trying to make a profit. In fact, we had a story like this a little bit yesterday from a woman that was taking money from a source that she wasn't necessarily comfortable with, right?
Well, it's a high school senior, and they're applying for scholarships to go to college. And there is a scholarship they are eligible for because they have a family member who... it's proven they were part of the Confederacy. Mm-hmm. They're Confederate. And so there is this scholarship program through a Confederate program, and the parents want the student to take the money, and they're like, no, this is something I adamantly am against. Like, I feel like it's dirty money. So we all debated, and we all said, take it.
Take the money.
Green is green.
But I think we came up with, like, unique ways of, like, I said, take the money now, and then 20 years later, after you've paid off your student loan debt or whatever that amount of scholarship money you were able to get, donate it to a cause that is near and dear to your heart. That is like the antithesis of that.
That's great advice. Our intern Caroline here might be going through a similar situation because she's got an Airbnb property that's being used, and she's making money off of a dude that she knows is using the Airbnb for some pretty shady business. What do you got?
Yeah, so the first couple times I didn't pick up on it because they never stayed overnight. So they would check in super early, like 2 o'clock, and then they would leave by 9 o'clock.
Huh.
And
so they're renting the Airbnb for like 7 hours
at
a time.
And I'm just doing the dirty laundry, literally. finding it all out. And so after the third time, I picked up on it because she had booked under multiple names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the names was... I come to find out was her daughter's name.
So she's never using her real name. She's using aliases to book the Airbnb.
So she's used her name once.
Okay.
And then I did my own private investigation. And
as you should, because this is a person staying in
staying in my property. So
this is your property. You own this property.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the space. It's run like a hotel room. Mm-hmm. It's no shared space. I never see them. We never see them. I give them their privacy. They give us the privacy back.
Okay.
So I get that. And it just dawned on me. I'm like, this is very, very shady what's going on. And I did my own little investigation, and I found out she's a public figure, and...
I know what conversation we're having when these mics go off.
Sorry, you're not in studio.
So the public figure is the mistress in this case?
She's the mistress.
Wow.
And... I picked up on it because how they back
in. She's the mistress, or she's cheating on her significant other with whoever she's meeting her side piece.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the mistress. She's cheating on her significant other with who she's meeting at her Airbnb.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
So the first time they pulled up, they backed in.
I bet.
They backed in. And
backed in on the outside.
Backed in the room also. Bagging it up.
For real. So, like, you couldn't even see the license plate on this thing. Like, you couldn't even see their license plate. So, what do? I go on my camera. I get the license plate number. And
you're amazing.
Well, that's legit also. I mean, this is your place. Yeah. You got to know who's occupying here.
And all guests know that there is a camera on my property. Just for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I started my private investigation, and I found out that the man that was staying in my house was not her husband.
Not a plot twist.
Do you know if he's married?
I have done my own still investigation, mm-hmm. and I can't find that out.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll be working together later.
So how many times has she used your place?
So out of the six times, they have only stayed one night overnight. So I guess she had like a work. She got away with it for a night. But yeah.
So they're using your Airbnb just to like hang out for 6 or 7 hours.
Pretty
and then
much.
They both go. And do you have any kind of like moral fight that you're doing? Or are you like, money is money?
So like the fifth time it happened,
The first floor's
on the house.
So by the fifth time, I think, like, so Airbnb asks you.
My conscience took over right after $10,000.
By the fifth time, I was just like, do I continue to take this money or do I accept it? Do I deny it? But I pushed accept.
So. Yeah. To be fair, you don't really know what's going on.
Yes.
They could be exchanging recipes.
They could
be having Bible study.
Uh-huh.
They could be, sharing grief and trauma.
She's saying, oh God.
Oh, she is.
She's calling Jesus.
I mean, the room is right next door, so I can hear pretty much almost everything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right.
Fascinating. No, but it's so smart because if you're a public figure, you can't go to a hotel.
Right.
So to use Airbnb or VRBO, that makes total sense.
Think about that. I guess that does.
And you would be surprised how much it happens.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Caroline, stay in here.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Kaylee.
Hello.
And then we're going to go to commercial. And then we're going to get them there.
Yeah, we are. 100%.
The Burt Show.